Let's continue today with the sugya of Chaticha Nasas Nevela and Efshel Sochto, whether it's also a mutter. Let's mention the Taz in Simon Sadi, and many Achronim agree with him, in interpreting the Rambam. The Shitas HaRambam is that in Basar Of Becholov, there's no din of Chanan, of Chatichanas Nevela. The din Chatichanas Nevela lo nemar be'isur derabonon. And once again, you see that Chatichanas Nevela is an abstract halacha. It's not some sort of principle that's based on the mitzius. I don't think there would be any mitzius difference between the hispashtus of the tipa in basar, the hispashtus and tipa in of. What's the difference between of and basar? It's only a halachic difference. When do you apply chanan and when you do not? So according to this school of thought, in an Isad Rabbana, we don't say chaticha nas nevela. However, there are other sources that seem to indicate that we paskin that basar of becholov has no din of chaticha nas nevela lesar es mina in order to generate an iser in a taroves of min bimino, which implies that in eno mino there would be a din of chaticha nas nevela. And again, once again, we're talking about halachic principles in the abstract. We're not talking about the tam and the pashas of tam, the mitzius of tam. We're differentiating between min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino. We're applying chaticha nas nevela to the case of min b'she'eno mino. We're suspending chanan in the case of min b'mino. These have to be understood. Now there's a second school of thought, which is headed up by the Isser v'Heter. That goes back more than 5 centuries ago, and he holds that even in an Isur Derabbanan, we apply the principle of Chanan in all Isurim. The Taz in Siman Sadi Beis quotes the Isur V'Heter, and the Taz talks about a case of Cholav Shchuta, which is also a case of Bas V'Chol Derabbanan, and would apply, according to this school of thought, the Isur V'Heter, the din of Chanan, even to Chol of Shchuta, despite the fact that it's only Bas V'Chol Derabbanan. The Prima Gadim comes to the same conclusion based on the Ramah in Siman Ayin Beis, and the Shach writes this explicitly in Siman Pei Zayin. Rav Kivayeged notes it in the Gilyon Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadi Beis. And many Achronim want to prove, based on a Tosfos on Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, that he also agrees that in the Isur Derabbanan we apply Chanan, because Tosfos mentions the din of Chanan even in the case of Shuman Hagid, which is only an Isur Derabbanan. So just to summarize, we have a major debate here with many, many different shitas lined up on both sides of the equation as to whether or not Chaticha Nasas Nevela applies to an Isur Derabbanan. And many of the Achronim say the Shulchan Aruch, in fact, paskins lechumra, he doesn't make any distinction, any qualification, mistimas leshono. It would seem, and that's in Siman Tzadi Beis, that the Shulchan Aruch applies the din of Chanan even to Basar Of. And it could be that this is based on the Ran, who applies Chaticha Nas Nevela in other Isurim, and that's based on Yerushalmi. And the case is Grisei Truma, which is Truma Derabbanan, and yet we apply the principle of Chaticha Nas Nevela. So the Ran is quoting this Yerushalmi to prove that Chanan applies to Shari Surim, in that case Grisei Truma, based on Yerushalmi, and Grisei Truma is in fact only Truma Derabbanan. Now, there's an Orzarua and Hagos Ashri, both of which are quoted in the Beis Yosef and Siman Tzadi Beis, they write that Bebosar Of Becholov Ein Tzarech Shishim Keneged Kol Achaticha El Asagi Berov. This is also reflected in some of the Achronim, the Beis Yitzchak, the Yad Shol, and others. And this is, in a sense, a third shita, that with regard to Basar Of Becholov, we're not going to apply the Din of Chanan to require Shishim against the entire Taroves, the whole Of, but rather, we need Rov. And it would seem that according to the Arzurur, there is no Din of Chanan in Basar Of, but nevertheless, we will require Rov. Rov is sufficient. Now, the Taz, as we said at the outset, derives his conclusion from the Rambam. The Prima Gadim says that there's no real proof from the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that the Din of Chanan only applies to Basar Becholov, not to Shari Surim. But if you hold that even in Shari Surim, they made a gzera of Chanan Otu Basa Becholov, then as far as Basa Chol Be'ov is concerned, meaning any sort of Yisod Rabbanon, we should also apply Chaticha Nasis Nevela, but the Rambam doesn't have Chanan in Shari Suri. Now, the Ran and others who hold that Chanan in Shari Suri is the Rabbanon, there's a machlokas achronim. What's the status of the chaticha itself? Do we say efshel soto asur is only doraisa, and only with regard to a chanan doraisa? But in shari surim, where the Ran holds that chaticha nas tevels on derbonon, we're not going to apply the principle of efshel soto asur. Or is it possible that Efshel Soto is Asur on a Doraisa level, and therefore we apply it even in the case of a Darabonon? It's not like a trade Darabonon, but really it's one Darabonon. And on this there's a Hafla who says that there's no Tam Nirgash that's left over in the Chaticha, and therefore it's not Asur Midoraisa. And even though that Tam Shenishar is Asur Midrabanan, but to go as far as to say Chanan, that we won't say. However, there is a school of thought that maintains that even in a case of Tam Shenu Nirgash, there is an Isa Doraisa, in which case we might apply Chanan. Now there's a Ran that discusses Efshel Sochto Bishar Isurim, which we'll get to, but we need there a little bit later on. What I do want to refer to is what we discussed yesterday in the Rav's Shiurim, and we're talking about Simon Samachay, which is Chaticha Nasis Nevela. And the Rav introduces here a concept called Bitul L'chatzi chaticha, yesh bitul l'chatzi chaticha, or ein bitul l'chatzi chaticha. Elsewhere, the Rav has a different discussion about bitul, and introduces a principle: the ein bitul el mitchilas hataroves, and that you can only apply bitul at the moment in which the mixture was created. You can't apply bitul later on. But getting back to this first principle of bitul chatzi chaticha, we weren't at the shir, so that whatever we say is just very speculative, but it would seem to me that when the Rav is speaking about chatzi chaticha, he's not talking about half of the chaticha in the physical sense, you know, as if you cut up the chaticha into its segment parts and you isolate one part, which you say that there is no bittul in that part. I don't think that's what he means. I'm going to suggest the possibility, and then maybe we'll will drop it, will reject it. I don't know, but the Rav is talking about the quality of the Iser Balua, of the Tam that's Balua. So we're talking about two different cookings. In the first cooking, there was a Bli of Isur in the Heter, and then that piece, after being Bolea, the Isur now falls into a second Kedera where there's more cooking going on. And the question is, can we get rid of that Tam Bolua, which was no Saint Tam in the first round, get rid of it in the second round because of the large volume of heter in the second pot, in the second cooking, which is the machlokus of Efshel Soto Asur, Efshel Soto Mutu. Now the Rav suggests, and hopefully today we'll see this part of the Rav's thesis in Rishonim, that it's undeniable that the possibility, a strong possibility exists, that even in the second cooking, the tam that was balua in the original chaticha is not niflat legamre. It doesn't get removed completely. So we're in that middle stage. So efshel soto, efshel soto means that in most cases we don't know one way or the other whether or not the second bishul completed successfully its task of getting the tam out of the original boss. So let's assume that there's, again, what we call miut hatam that's left in the original chaticha. So what do we do in such a case? And here's where we're going to get into the machlokes of efshel sochto osur, efshel sochto mutu. What I'm hoping is that during the course of this morning, we'll get a little bit more of a grasp and insight on this concept of yesh bitul l'chatzi chaticha or ein bitul l'chatzi chaticha. We began yesterday. I think it's a bit of a project, but perhaps today we'll be able to get a deeper insight, and that's meant to explain the difference between the Mandiomer Efshel Soto Asur and the Mandiomer Efshel Soto Mutter. But first, let's discuss the Ran. I'm going to present to you the Ran in two different forms. One is on the page that we photocopied yesterday, and the other is from the Sefer Moreshes Moshe. And hopefully there's going to be a striking similarity between the two. So he writes the following here in the Moreshes Moshe. He quotes the Ran as saying that Efshel is Sokto Bishar Isurim is only Durabonim. The Ran therefore is setting up a fundamental distinction between Basar B'Chalav and other Isurim. And we're going to explain that as we go along, why the Ran believes that there is such a fundamental distinction. Meaning, on a Daraisa level, there's no Efshel is Sokto Asur except in Basar B'Chalav. In Shar Isurim, it's only a Gzera Atu Basar B'Chalav. V'yesh lomar, didvarav nemru rak biofen shetam o kfeilov is barish a iser yotza legamre. Meaning, when the Ran says that on a deraisa level, efshel sotu is mutter, how do we know for sure that the schita process, if you will, was totally successful, and in the second cooking, all the tam balua of Iser from the first cooking in the first piece of meat was removed? How do we know that? No one can swear in a stack of Bibles and guarantee that that happened. So how can the Torah possibly be matir based on this possibility of efshel sochto mutter?
And now there's a brand new suggestion here that the Ran is talking about a case where they gave the original piece of meat to a kfela, right? A non-Jewish the chef. He tasted it and he said there's no tam of Isra at all. That, to the extent to which he's reliable, which he is, he's a scientist, yeah, he's a professional, we conclude that there's no tam left in the chaticha. And therefore, on a Doraisa level, everything is mutter, and that's called Efshel Soto Mutter.
We're still talking about Shari Surim, not...
And Shari Surim, right. So, when we say that in Shari Surim, on a Doraisa level, the Ran insists that Efshel Soto Mutter, that's based on the assumption that we have a Kfela who tasted the original Basa, the Chaticha that received the Tam, and he established and clarified beyond the shadow of a doubt that there's no tam left. Now there are a whole bunch of achronim who insist that efshel soto osur applies even in shari surim, and he says that that's based on the mitzius that lo tamo kfela, there was no kfela available. So therefore, efshel soto osur will always apply because we never know for sure if the tam isur balua was completely removed. He has another possibility here that maybe we don't rely on a kfela under certain circumstances. So therefore, if there's no kfela, chayshina shelo yotza tamo isur legamre. And that's not against the Ran. The Ran is talking about a different mitzvah entirely. He's talking about a case where there is a kfela. They've been able to establish with certainty that there's no tam left in the original piece that was bolea the Isur. According to the other achronim, if we are in doubt, we don't have a kfela, and perhaps there's a tam Isur left in the original Isur even after the second cooking, then we have a bona fide Sufik Doraisa over here. Now again, when I say Sufik Doraisa, I'm talking about the chaticha itself. We have another discussion about the rest of the chatichos in the second cooking. Because assuming that there was shishim against the tam abalua, they should be mutter, even if I assume that the tam abalua never really exited completely, vacated, you know, the original chaticha, but nevertheless, as far as bittul is concerned, that tam should be bottled in the rest of the kedera. Again, you may have an issue in a case of min b'mino that has to be taken under advisement. Now he quotes the Prima Gadim, who says im nishar shir no sein tam isuro midoraisa. In other words, if we don't have a kfela, and we're recognizing the possibility that there's a shear of no same tam from the original cooking that still remains even in that chaticha, even in the second cooking, that we're dealing with a sofik doraisa. That's what he has here. So I'm going to put this on the side because I want to finish up the Ran by reading it inside here on the bottom of the page that we photocopied yesterday. So it would be approximately, I'm just guessing, close to 15 lines up from the top. From the bottom.
Let's see where it says Haran Atzmo.
Yeah. Haran Atzmo Bir es Kushas HaGemara. Right, the Gemara raises the possibility that according to Rav, who holds that Chaticha Nasis Nevela, we want to know what would he say about Efshel Soto Osir, Efshel Soto Mutter. So the Ran holds that, and this is something similar to what we saw before when we discussed about Kfela, She'ikar HaKavona be Efshel Soto Osir Mutter li etzem din hachaticha. Now when he says etzem din hachaticha, he means the abstract status of the chaticha, whatever that means. Again, etzem din chatila, it's a little bit of a vague term. But he says, v'lo l'dina l'maisa. So the Gemara is not right now coming to any conclusions, halacha l'maisa.
It's all theoretical.
It's theoretical, excellent. Shatzat she'efshel soto osur, hu shachaticha asura bi'etzem, u'mimelo seres keneged kula. That efshel soto osur, he understands it, I think, in a conceptual level, not the way we discussed it before. You know, let's figure out if there's tam or there's no tam. But rather, the question is whether the chaticha became a chefzid disura, that he calls it asura bi'etzem, so that every single particle of that chaticha is asura. U'memelo seres keneged kula, which means that you're going to need shishim in the second cooking against the entire chaticha. That's called efshel soto asur. Vatzach efshel soto mutahu. Again, in all of this conceptual world, he says, "She'ena nechshevas liisur atzmi el chaticha setra blua mi isur." That efshel soto muta basically means that it's not that the entire chaticha becomes asura in and of itself as a separate, full-fledged chefzid isur, but rather this chaticha is carrying within it a blia of tam isur.
This is the language of the is this the language of the Ran or not?
This seems to be the language of the Ran.
It seems to be talking.
And basically, he's raising the following question, which he says. It hinges, and what hinges on this question is going to be the issue of Efshel Soto Asumuta. The question is, how do we view that chaticha that received the tam in the first round of cooking? Do we view it as an Iser Atzmi or as an Iser Machmas Blua? And then Afkamina is going to be in the second cooking, whether you need Shishim connecting the entire chaticha or only shishim connecting the blia. So the Mandi Yomer holds Efshel Soto Mutter. He's of the opinion that the first round, the chaticha received a tam of Isur, and it's holding on to that tam. Umemela Eino Oser says connecting the Isur Balua, but when it falls in the second Kedera, I only need shishim against the tam Balua. Right, but let's again, the flip side, which we saw before, is that Efshel Soto Asur means that the chaticha is asur bi'etzem. Bi'etzem meaning not just because of the blia inside of it, but every part of the chaticha becomes a chaticha disura, and therefore you'll need shishim keneged kula. If you hold Efshel Soto Mutter, you only need shishim keneged the tam balua, because the isur itself is only machmas the tam balua. I feel personally very comfortable with this, because this is more or less what we've been understanding in the issue of chaticha nasis nevela.
Right.
He says, "Aval gamla ma diomer efshel soto mutter," and here's where we get to that second point, which we saw here in the Moreshes Moshe, where we need a kfela. He says that even if I hold efshel soto mutter, which means the problem here in the chaticha is only the tam habolua, but Modi admits that al pirov ein ha isur yotzim in a chaticha bebishul nosaf. So in the second bishul, in most cases, the isur is not completely removed. It leaves behind some sort of a vestige of tam, because the achar shenichnas, once it enters into that chaticha, nisrach bo, which I think means it gets attached. You know, it becomes very comfortable as a permanent guest in the chaticha. Lefichach ena chaticha atzma niteres gam lidvarf. Even according to Mandi Omer Efshel Soto Mutter, he's going to be mati the tarovus, but not that chaticha itself, which has within it some vestige of tam that's trapped and doesn't get out. So afshar ribo lov heter keneged kol isur shebola, even though he has shishim against the blia, nevertheless that original chaticha remains asur. Achi is barer bebiru gomor, which here's where kfela comes in, she'ein bo tam isur. So it's interesting that the Masifta doesn't tell you what he means by absolute clarity here, that you clarified that the clarification was total and reliable. He just says in a vague sense, actually, Sparab and Bir Gomer. But this we know from what we studied before, that the Bir Gomer is based on the Kfela. And the Kfela will actually determine for us that there's no leftover Iser in that Chaticha. That's the only case and the only possibility being Matir that Iser. And that's called Efshe Sota Mutter. Mutter meaning the rest of the Keder is Mutter because the Shishim against the Tama Balua. But as far as the original Chaticha is concerned, well, I have news for you, my friend. That Tama Balua is still to some extent left in that Chaticha, even if I hold Efshe Sota Mutter, unless you could clarify that, which we assume is based on the testimony of a Kfela. When we talk kacha yom makom lahalos tzad shegam lamad yom efshe sotu mutter kol she b'mitzius nishara chaticha sura te'oser kineged kula. Oh, now again, since the Ran is analyzing our sugya from what we called a theoretical perspective, right, and that means etzem dina chaticha, not the dina lamaisa, not. Now I'm going to raise an interesting possibility that if under most circumstances there's still a tam balua in the original chaticha, because despite the shishim in the second kedera, nevertheless there's still a vestige of tam in the original chaticha that hasn't been removed, and that's why efshel sota mutter does not apply to the original chaticha itself. That remains asura. He says, if that's really the case, then there's a theoretical possibility that we need shishim in the second bishul connecting the entire chaticha. That's even if you hold Efshe Sota Mutter. Which is really fascinating because that opens up a new vista in terms of how to understand that Gemara. My kasover, I kasover, Efshe Sota Mutter. But that doesn't mean that you don't need shishim kineged the entire chaticha, again, because Rav was committed to the position of chaticha nasas nevela, in the sense that you need shishim against the entire chaticha. Well, theoretically, even if I hold Efshe Sota Mutter, I might require shishim against the entire chaticha. And why is that so? Because since the mitzius nishara chaticha sura, and the reason for that is because there's still some vestige of tam isur the original chaticha. Te'oser kineged kula. I'm not going to be able to separate between the chaticha itself and its blia. That's the point. And this is, I believe, what it says here in the Shiurim in the name of Rav Soloveitchik of Ein Bitul Chatzi Chaticha. I'll get back to that in just a minute, but let me just finish reading the Ran here. He says, Shreyadain bluahu mi isur meruba. Right, there was a serious amount of Iser that fell in the first Kedera into this Chatichas Basar, was absorbed. It's a serious amount. I mean, there was no Bittel, there was no Shishim, there was a Nesinas Tam. And once we're telling you that you need Shishim in the second Kedera, we also have to add another point. V'yavteyasa es mina mishu min v'mina. If in the second Kedera there's Basar, then we're going to say min b'minafi would be eliflo batel and teichashiv kiser atzmi. In other words, so again, it's very fascinating because even on a theoretical level, again, this is all in a theoretical sense, even if I hold efshel is sokto mutter, I still might come to the exact conclusions that we would have come to based on chatika nasas nevela and efshel soto asur. And why is that conceptual possibility feasible? Why is it olal adas? And the answer is because we're holding now that even efshel sota mutter only applies to the taroves, but doesn't apply to the chaticha itself, because the chaticha itself still has a tam isa remaining within it. Now, once you go that far and you postulate that the original chaticha still has tam isa in it, I might want to go a step further and say that now that chaticha itself becomes a chaticha asura, which again is the principle that we're about to learn, called Ein Bittel Bechatzi Chaticha. I'll get back to it in just a second, but let me just finish the reading here. He says, Al Tzad Zeh Hikshisa Gemara Misvara. Again, so the Gemara is not entering into the Tzad of Lamaisa, but in Svara. she'ilu haya rab sover efshel soto mutter, then the svara would tell me that hayol hatir sharach hatichas. In other words, the Gemara logically is pressing for the fact that if there's only tam and blia left in the first chaticha, because some of the tam remained behind, so to speak, then it makes sense to say logically that all we need is to get rid of that tam balua. And in the second kedera, through the massive volume of heter in the second kedera, which is enough shishim to be mevatel the tam that was left over in that chaticha, well, we should be matir shara chatichos. And therefore, efshel soto mutter means that Rav shouldn't have used the terminology of chaticha nasas nevela, because in employing that logic, he's indicating that all the chatichos in the second kedera are going to be asuros because we don't have shishim against the chaticha. Well, that doesn't make any sense, because we're holding efshel soto mutter, which means that in a theoretical sense, if we could get rid of that tam balur, which we can't do, unless again a kfeila will testify that we somehow succeeded miraculously in doing so, but in the absence of a kfeila, we're assuming that there is still a vestige of tam balua. Well, let's get rid of that tam, at least as far as shara chatichos are concerned. Why does Rav say the chaticha nas levela means that all the chatichos in the second cooking are going to be asuros? Velola also midin min bemino. We should not say it's also midin min bemino, because the nature of the Isra is an Isra machmas balua, and in Isra machmas balua we don't apply the principle of min bemino. She sof sof ena chaticha asur b'Isra atzmi elagak machmas a Isra balua ba. The basic structure or the approach of the Ran is based on two principles. Principle number one is that whether or not Chaticha Nas Nevel depends upon whether I see it as an Iser Atzmi or an Iser Machmas Bolua. That's point number one. And that we feel very comfortable with that, because I think we've been building towards that from the beginning. And his second point is that even if I hold Efshel Soto Mutter, what that means is that the Iser is an Iser Machmas Bolua. It doesn't mean that the original chaticha becomes muteris as a result of the second cooking with a massive amount of volume of heter in it. No, because we still assume that there's some vestige of Isra left in that chaticha that didn't exit as a result of the second cooking.
But that affects only the one.
Oh, but that affects only that one chaticha, which we're going to have to get rid of if we could identify it, but it doesn't generate an Isra on the rest of the Kedera, not the Min B'Sheino Mino, because the Shishim against the Bliya, and the whole problem here is the Bliya, nor in Min B'Mino against other pieces of Basar, because once again, the Isra is not in the Chaticha itself, so to speak, that we should say one Chaticha asks the other Chaticha Midin Min B'Mino, but rather it's only the Din in Balua. So what the Gemara was asking was a conceptual question, that perhaps if you're admitting that Efshel Soto Mutter means that there's still Tam Balua in the Chaticha, then maybe the entire Chaticha should be Asura. And that, I believe, is based on a principle here called Ein Bittel Lechatzi Chaticha. Now let me read this to you in the Sefer Shirei HaRav. And I photocopied this, but I don't know if you have it with you, or maybe it's...
You don't have it with me.
You don't have it with you. So, again, it's not such a big right. deal. It's just a few lines. And he says the following, that if you can assume that when there's a tipas cholov that falls on the top chaticha, and there's no bittel in that chaticha against the cholov, if you can assume that now what you have is a blia of cholov into basar, and that's the oser, right? The nature of the iser is that there's a blia of cholov and tam cholov in the chaticha. So that's called an iser balua. Oh, if that be the case, and this, by the way, he attributes to Tosfos, because again, the Ran's approach is that in Basar B'Cholov for sure, we're not talking about an Isra Machmas Balua, if you hold like Rav, because Chaticha Nasas Nevela. He's working with the Tosfos on Daf Kuf, which starts on Daf Kuf from an Aleph and finishes on Daf Kuf from an Beis. So I wish you luck in going through that Tosfos. You have to know many sugyas and shas to go through that tosis. But be that as it may, Rabbeinu Tam that tosis holds that the nature of the Isur in the case where the Tipas Chol falls on the Chaticha is Isur Machmas Bolua. So what is this whole discussion here about Chaticha Nasis Nevela and Efshel Sochto Mutter, Efshel Sochto Asur? And he introduces a new concept, and he says that the Machlokes here between Efshel Sochto Mutter, Efshel Sochto Asur hinges on this Machlokes as to whether or not Yesh Bitul Lechatzi Chaticha or Ein Bitul Lechatzi Chaticha.
What does that mean?
Oh, what does that mean? Again, the language is very abstract. I'm going to just try to understand it based on what's written here in this Sefer called Shiurei HaRav. Again, I wasn't at the Shiur, so I can only tell you what he transmits here, and I don't know if it's...
I'm sure I heard it, but it's a long time.
But look, I'm telling you, if the Rav was here, he would clarify this for us. The language here is not, it's way, way too abstract. The Rav never spoke in that way. He always explained it over and over again. Sometimes he would repeat himself 3 or 4 times. And every time was a little bit different to clarify a little bit more. But here's what he says here. Kuli Alma, according to Rabbeinu Tam, everybody agrees, this was not even a question, that Chayshin and Shema Iser Lohay and Niflat Legamre Minachaticha Elahismayit. So what I understand here is that what we've been discussing in the Ran, gentlemen, you came a little bit late today, but we had a long discussion in the Ran, which is the last few lines right on the page that I gave you yesterday, that if we're talking about the original Chaticha, then it's logical, he assumes, that even if you hold Efshel Sochto Mutter, the original Chaticha remains Asura because of the Shirayim, as we called it, of Tam Iser Bolua. Because again, in the first cooking, there was a massive amount of Iser. When I say massive, I mean relative to that Chaticha. So that Chaticha was very seriously and profoundly impacted by the Tam. And there's a serious Tam in that Chaticha. You can never guarantee yourself that we can get rid of that Tam. I mean, again, miraculously maybe we could, and the Kfeilu would have to testify to that effect. I'm not going to go over that right now. But as a general rule, we have to assume that even in the second cooking, there's Tam that still is trapped in the original Chaticha. However, he calls it Nismayit. In other words, the second cooking certainly achieved, if you hold Efshel Sochto Mutter, some sort of miut, which, again, I'm going to just use an English word, reduction. There's some sort of reduction of the Tam Isa that was Bolua in the Tav Chaticha as a result of the first cooking. So what is the Machlokas here? Everybody agrees on the one hand that there's some Tam left. On the other hand, everybody agrees that it's a miut Tam. It's not the original Tam with its, you know, with its profound impact on the Chaticha. So what is the Machlokas? He says the following. First, he presents the Shita that Efshel Sochto Asur. And he says the following. Svir le dahoil v'ablia hu chelek echad me'osu chaticha. He says, let's look at that chaticha. Again, we're talking about the original chaticha that received the Tam, the Tipas Chol. There are two different elements in that chaticha. There's like A plus B. The blia is one chelek, and the chaticha itself, otherwise known as the be'en, is the other chelek. So what we have here is, I call it a harkava, he doesn't use that word, it's a hybrid or some sort of an integration of two elements. The chaticha now has the be'en, the chaticha itself, and it also has blia in it. So one Mandiyoma says that since this chaticha is not only blia, but it also has an element of what we call be'en, meaning the chaticha itself, that's housing, so to speak, or hosting the tam. So therefore, i'efshel levatel chelek v'lo es chelek asheni. You can't apply bittul to one part and not to the other part. Meaning, if I understand them correctly, again, the language is very vague, so I take all the responsibility on my shoulders for being, you know, if I'm mistaken here by my understanding. But what I think he's trying to convey to us in these very few short, terse, vague words is that you might apply bittul to get rid of the tam in this chaticha, but since there's still tam left, then the chaticha itself, meaning the be'en, the physical structure of this chaticha, which is now housing part of the original tam ha'isur, it remains asur. And now the question is, can I apply bittul to this tam when the tam is being hosted by a chaticha? I can't possibly be mevatel the chaticha. The reason why I can't be mevatel chaticha is because the chaticha will always remain a chaticha asura by virtue of the tam balua that remains. Again, it's a magical structural kind of mechanics here. The mechanics is such that since there still remains a tam isur even after the second cooking, therefore the chaticha itself remains a chaticha de isura.
Wait a minute. Up till now, if I remember correctly, we've been talking about either it's usur because it contains tam, or it's nevela, it itself becomes tam. Now we're saying it's both.
No, well, yes and no. Again, we're not going with the Ran shita over here. This is an explanation of Tosas shita. Tosas shita is that when a tipas cholav falls onto a chaticha's basar, and when we talk about chaticha nas nevela or efshe soto also, we're not talking about an iser machmas atzmo. That's the Ran shita, and we've been very much influenced by the Ran. The balance of this entire essay is to prove that the Rambam holds like that shita, that chaticha nas nevela in bas b'chol means that it's an iser machmas atzmo. But now we're going with shita satosis.
Okay.
This is Rabbeinu Tama Daf Kuf, who holds that the whole iser is because of the bliya. Okay. So what then, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is the machlokas here about chaticha nas nevela or efshes sotu muta, efshes sotu asa? And he's suggesting that everybody agrees that even after the cooking in the second round and the shishim against the chaticha, and certainly shishim plus against the b'liya, but nevertheless, that b'liya never leaves the original chaticha. So what is now the machlokas about efshes sotu muta or efshes sotu asa? And he says the machlokas is, can we apply bittul in this case? What does that mean? Why shouldn't you apply bittul? You have a massive amount of heter in the second kedera against the b'liya. But the answer is, I have one problem. That once that chaticha was infected, if I could use that term, or contaminated by a tam of iser, and that tam of iser could never... We will never leave that chaticha because it was such a profound impact or tam that penetrated throughout the chaticha. You could never really rid it of that tam. Again, these are all I'm explaining it in very material or mechanical terms, but conceptually what it means is that tam is always going to generate an iser, and that iser remains in that chaticha. So we have now two different elements in this chaticha. The chaticha itself remains asura because the tam iser that was balua betocha remains even after it was cooked in a larger volume in the second pot. But the tam itself, if I isolate it, is still a tam shenismayit. Right? We understand what that means?
Yeah, yeah.
The tam, I don't have to translate that. Oh, so now I have a tam shenismayit. I'm in a quandary here. Why? Because bittul could apply vis-a-vis that tam, but it cannot apply vis-a-vis the chaticha itself. Do you remember there were two elements now in that chaticha? It's a hybrid, as we said. It's a split personality. It has both the chaticha itself, which once it became asura, you can never remove that tam of isul legamre, and therefore it remains asura. But on the other hand, you have the tam. If we isolate the tam, that tam itself could be subject, could be vulnerable, or lend itself to bittul. So that now the heter in the second kedera and all its tam is going to fight against the tam of that chaticha, and it's going to overwhelm that tam. So here's the machlokas. One man, the other says, "Ein bitul lechetzi chaticha," meaning I can't take half of this chaticha, which is the tam, and isolate it as a separate entity and apply bitul on the tam, and therefore that chaticha remains a chaticha asura. And we'll see the repercussions of that in just a second. So that's called efshe soto asur. Efshe soto asur means that since the tam always remains in that first chaticha, you can never be mevatel the tam. Why can't you be mevatel the tam? I have an overwhelming amount of heter to be mevatel that tam. The answer is no, the tam remains in that chaticha. And that chaticha now, as a be'en, as an entity of a chaticha, remains asura. And there's no bitul on that chaticha. You can only be mevatel tam. In other words, in the battleground between the Heter and the Iser, there's Tam Heter against the Tam Iser. But as far as the Be'en is concerned, you can never be Mevatel the Be'en. The Be'en is a reality that stares you in the face. Just one second. Rabbi Moshe, give me two more minutes, because again, I just stelled on three words in an article here. Three words. Let's go on. Memela, again, this is the conclusion according to the Mandi, to explain the Mandi over Efshel Soto Asur. Gam habliya ena bismatelis. If the bittul was held up, the bittul was barricaded. There was a barrier against that bittul. What was the barrier? It was the cheft of the basar, meaning the what we call the be'en of the chaticha. If that blocks the bittul, according to Mandi Omar, who holds Efshe Soto Asur, there won't be bittul natam either, because you can't be mevatel a tam if the chaticha itself remains a chaticha asura. That's called ein bitul lechetzi chaticha. So now what happens is that you can't be mevatel that tam. Why? Because that tam is being held back by the chaticha, and if there's no bitul on the chaticha, there's no bitul on the tam. Masha enkin, and now we're up to the last line in this paragraph. Le'idach mandi omar, that's the mandi omar of efshel soto mutar. Svirle di afal pishi efshel levatel is etzem achaticha, what we call the be'en of the chaticha, that always remains asura. Nobody argues about that. Mikomakom shapir efshel levatel bliya sa'isur. You can still apply bitul to the bliya. Do we olam yesh bitul lechatzi chaticha? Even though the bliya only makes up half of this entity of this personality, which is called the chatichas basa that was bolea tamisur. Nevertheless, I can apply bittul to that aspect of the chaticha. Which aspect of the chaticha? The tam abolua betocha chaticha. That tam isur that's balua betocha chaticha lends itself to bittul, and we're going to have a halfway bittul. The original chaticha is going to remain asura, even if I hold efshe soto mutar. And that's what, again, what we quoted before here in the Moreshes Moshe, in the name of the Ran, and you'll see it also here in this footnote, that the Ran says the following. Let me just see if I'll just make sure I have it here. Just one second. Oh! He says...
Where?
Let's count up from the bottom of the page, 10 lines up. You should see in the middle of a line that starts with the word of Mimela, a word Avol.
Again, okay.
Avol, and we read it before you guys came. Avol gamle man diomer efshe soto mutar, mode shal pi rov eino isa yotze min achaticha bibishol nosav. Then in general, again, when he says rov, I think he means like 99% of the cases, the Isur will not be removed from the chaticha, even though you cooked it in a massive amount of heter in the second bishul. Li'achar she'nichnas, once that profound, tam or Isur entered into that chaticha, nisrachba means it's like stuck, it attaches itself in a way that you can't remove it, you can never separate it. It's a nisrachba, what does it say there by the Akedah of whatever the pasuk is here, sorry. Anyway, so when you have something that's totally intertwined and you can't separate, that's called nisrachba. And that, now here's the punchline that I want you to underline. Ulefichach, the Ran's conclusion is ein achaticha atzma niteres gam lidvarav. What does gam lidvarav mean? Lidvarav shel Even if I hold Efshe Sof to Mutter, the Chatich itself remains Asur because of the Tam inside of it. But that Tam is going to be Batel as far as its impact on the rest of the Kedera. And I don't need Shishim against the Chaticha, but I can apply the normal mechanism of Bittel to that Tam. The strange thing is, and it's a little bit paradoxical, is that on the one hand you're applying bittul if you hold Efshe Sof to Mutter, but on the other hand the Chaticha Atzma Nisheres Bisura. Now wait a minute, how can you say that? That doesn't make any sense. Because you're saying Dover Bipuko. How can you say from one side of your mouth we're going to apply bittul, so the Tam is Batel, and on the other side you're going to tell me, well, the original Chaticha is still Asura. So one answer to that question might be this new concept which we've been operating with called Chaticha Nasis Nevela in Basa B'chala. But Rav Soloveitchik, since he's influenced by Rabbeinu Tam, he's going to take it in a different direction. He's going to say that, yes, according to Mandi Omar, Efshe Sof to Mutter, you can split the Bittul. The original Chaticha remains a Chaticha Asura because of the Tam Bolua that remains even after the cooking, even though again it's a Miut Tam. Whereas, as far as Din Bittul is concerned, I can apply Din Bittul to the Blia, to the Tam. So it comes out that the Chaticha itself is not subject, doesn't lend itself to Bittul, but the Tam lends itself to Bittul. The Mani Omer holds Efshe Sof to Asur, holds that you can't make that split. If the Tam is not removed completely, it's not nifletes ligamre, but rather still some top left of the original Chaticha, well then that Chaticha is a Chaticha disura because it's holding on to that time even after the second cooking. Well, if that be the case, you can't apply bittul because then you're applying bittul to the time element of this Chaticha without applying bittul to the Chaticha itself, and that's a tartu disaster. That's an inner contradiction. So what we're doing here, Rabosai, is we're taking one element of the Ran and we're using it to show, to shed a light on the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam, the way Rav Soloveitchik understood it, that the machlokas here boils down to bittul lechetzi. Again, he calls it chetzi chaticha, but I don't think he means that literally. That's where I'd have to ask the Rav if he was here in the room. Rebbe, what did you mean when you said chatzi chaticha? Do you mean that like we cut apart the chaticha into different parts and we're going to say that there's tam that's hanging on the northeastern part but not the southwestern part? No, I don't think that's what he means. I think what he means, because he used the word nismait hatam, that the tam itself, although it's not the same quality of a tam, but it's there. So we're not dividing up in commas this chaticha and dissecting it into its pieces. I don't think that's what he means by chatzi chaticha. Usually when we talk about chatzi chaticha, like for example, the famous sugya in Yuma about chatzi shir, right? So instead of eating a full kezais in the vela, I cut the kezais in half and I only ate half the kezais. I don't think that's what he means when he employs the term chatzi
chaticha. In any case, doesn't make sense because a chaticha is already chalkit.
Yeah, but no, you could say that maybe, you know, there's a more of a concentration of tam cholov in the top part of the chaticha where the original, mm-hmm. you know, contact came in, and that we never get rid of, but the tam as it penetrates downwards, you know. You could say a million and one things. I'm not denying that. And the language that's being employed here, but we don't have the Rav in front of me, so I'm just giving you, a third hand transmission. The rabbi who wrote this book didn't hear the Rav Shiurim. He was too young. I happen to know him. He wasn't at the Rav Shiurim. So you're getting like a. That's why the Rav was very opposed to, you know, publishing his Shiurim and so forth and so on. I think I'm the only Jew on the face of the earth who ever got a heter from the Rav to photocopy notes of his shiur from Dr. Naaman, Olva Shalom, you know, in Boston. The Rav said, tell Dr. Naaman to allow you to photocopy his notes. But as a general rule, I mean, like the whole concept of note-taking was, you know, okay, he didn't stop you if you wrote your notes, but he certainly didn't want you to go ahead and make a book out of it. You know, he's saying, there's no askami here from the Rav to this book. I mean, the Rav didn't publish himself Kemat. Even the Shirim L'Zeich HaMamari, where he thanks his son-in-law profusely, you know, even that is only because the Rav, before the Artside Shirim, used to write out his notes. I remember going to the Shir, he had pages and pages of notes. And Dr. Lamb claims that when he was in the Rav Shir, the Rav came into Shir with written notes. I mean, those notes would be worth $1 million, much more than $1 million. And Dr. Lamb tells the story that somebody has a cash on the Rav, and he put his head down, and then after thinking for a while, he says, "There's Girech." And he started taking out a pen and started crossing out pages after pages of his notes in front of the Talmidim. He started making lines on them. Then there's one story about the Rav that somebody asked the Kasha, and the Rav started like berating him, and then, "That's not a Kasha, why you ask me a Kasha?" And then at the end of the Shi, he put his head down, and everybody dispersed, and the Rav is still sitting there alone in the room, you know, deeply involved in thought. And after a few minutes, he gets up and he says, "Where is he?" And he starts running after the guy who has the cash. He finds him in what we used to call the greasy spoon, the Milchika restaurant across the street from the yeshiva. The guy turns all colors of the rainbow. When the Rav walks in, he thinks, "Oh no, he's going to continue berating me." So the Rav says to him, "You're right, now he's wrong, and I'll explain tomorrow." Yeah, everything was Levada Emes, you know what I'm saying? So I think what he means by chatzi chaticha is that there's some quality of tam that's significant enough to asa this chaticha. The chaticha is housing, is hosting this tam, and therefore remains asura. We put that together with the Ran that we just saw, that the Ran holds that even with all the second cooking, the tam is still somehow trapped in the original chaticha. Again, it's impacted. But so now the question is, can I have bittul on a tam when the tam is coming from a chaticha and the chaticha itself is asura? It's a little bit paradoxical, because then you're splitting two different elements of this chaticha. You're admitting that the chaticha itself is not bittul, but at the same time you want to say that the tam valua is bittul. And again, we're going according to the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that this whole issue of Efshel Soto or not Efshel Soto is all based on a Tam Bolua. A Tam Bolua. Again, the Ran himself, as we saw, he has a whole different approach to Chaticha Nasis Nevela, which we feel much more comfortable with. That Chaticha Nasis Nevela means that's what Bas Mechalav is all about. And that's why the Ran comes to the definite conclusion that in Shari Surim there is no Chaticha Nasis Nevela, at least on a Doraisa level. And the reason for that is because what's unique about Bas Mechalav is that the combination thereof is the Cheftzidi Surah. And if every part and parcel of this Chaticha is Bas Mechalav, that's not the approach of Rabbeinu Tam that we're seeing here. Again, if you like, you can go through Rabbeinu Tam inside. I tried to do it, but I probably need about 20 hours to do it. And Rabbeinu Tam is talking about, is focused on the Tam Bolua. Now, if that Tam Bolua is subject to Bittul, which is called Efshel Soto Mutter, that's wonderful, but at the same time, the original Chaticha we're assuming is Asur. And nobody argues with that because the original Tam Bolua is still there in the Chaticha.
Assumption of removing the Chaticha at this point?
Oh, so if you'd remove the Chaticha, then perhaps, even if you hold Efshel Soto Asur, we can still apply Bittul. Why? Because the contradiction that we're involved in is because on the one hand we're saying that Chaticha is Asura. If we take out the Chaticha, then it could be that what you're left with in the Tarovus is only Tam. And if you're left only with Tam Isur and you don't have any Be'en of Tam Isur, maybe you could apply Bittul. I don't know. I mean, that the Rav doesn't address that.
I don't understand what taking the Chaticha out accomplishes, because all the transfer, we assume, is immediate.
Right.
So the damage is done. So what good is taking a piece of the Isur out?
You're right. I mean, I agree with you. But again, if the Rav means that Ein Bittul Chatzi Chaticha means that this sort of straitjackets me, I cannot apply Bittul because I'm looking at this Chaticha and I'm saying that in this Tarovas I have Chaticha Asura and I'm not going to apply Bittul to that Chaticha. He calls it the Be'en of that Chaticha, right? Then I can't apply Bittul to the Tam. Maybe if I don't have to stare, you know, if I don't have that Chaticha Sposa staring me in the face, and I can say about this Chaticha that in the worst case scenario, all I have in this Kadera, in this Tarovas, is Tam, maybe then I'm not involved in that contradiction. There's nothing pulling me away from applying Bittul, and then I could apply Bittul. Or should we say no? Like you said, Chaim, well, we didn't apply Bittul before. How can you apply Bittul now just because you removed the Chaticha? Good question. I don't know. I don't want to, you know, when I can understand something, I'm happy with what I can understand. So let me read it to you one more time, and then we'll go on. He says, "Iker machlokes im efshel soto also mutter." This is all going to a minute time. He im yesh bitul lachatzi chaticha pirush adomer. The kuliyama modu the chayshinon sha iser lo niflat legamri min achaticha. Again, I would have written shetam ha iser lo niflat. I would add the word tam again if it was up to me. Elarak nismayit. Oh, so now the question is, with that new tam, do we apply bittul? So here's what we're going to say, that if efshel soto mutter means we could apply bittul for that new tam that still remains. Chad man diomer svile, according to the man diomer, says efshel soto also hoil v'ablia eina ela chelek achas or echad mi osa chaticha. Which means that the chaticha is a hybrid that's made up of both the chaticha, the be'en, and the tam bolua within inside of it. Is the efshel avatel chelek echad shel ha chaticha v'lo asa chelek hasheni? Which means that you can't apply the principle of bittul to the tam when you're held back and you cannot apply the bittul to the chaticha itself. And again, why can't you apply bittul to the chaticha itself? Is that's because ein hatam niflat legami min hachaticha. Is memei legam ha-blia eino mispatelis. There's no bittul even on the blia itself, meaning on the tam balua. So the tam balua remains, let's say, protected against bittul. There's no bittul that could apply to the tam because that tam is held back from bittul because of the chaticha itself. And that's called efshel soto osa. So basically, efshel soto osa means, according to this presentation, is avkas din bittul. Again, avkas din bittul, not because, you know, in the first cooking there was no bittul or anything like that, but rather it's avkas din bittul because you can never get rid of the tam from that chaticha. Ve'idach man diomer svile diafal pishi efshel levatel etzem achaticha, which we said is the be'en of the chaticha, because the tam is still and permanently embedded in that chaticha. Mikol makom shaper efshel levatel es blias ha'isur, which means that, according to the Ran sheet, as we saw before, maybe Rabbi Natan would agree with this, to be matir the rest of the kedera. Dili olam yesh bittul lechatzi chaticha, which, if I understand correctly, means that you could apply the din of bittul to the be'en. I'm sorry, to the blia, even if you cannot apply the din of bittul to the be'en itself. I'll just read one more paragraph and then we'll call it a morning. He says, "Ulefi pirush zeh mistaber the afal gav to machlokas hatanoim v'amoroim v'inyan efshel soto nemra v'ikar legavi basa b'cholav mikol makom nafgemina he gam l'shar isurim." Now watch this. According to the Ran, there's no connection between basa b'cholav and shar isurim. Chanan and efshel soto asur is unique to Basa B'cholav, where the Isur is Machmas Atzmo and not Machmas Bliya. But that doesn't apply to Shari Surim. If Nevela gets mixed up in Basa Shkuta, that's an Isur Machmas Balua. And there's no reason or rhyme in the world that you should apply the Din of Chanan. But if you go with Rabbeinu Tam, that the nature of this halacha of Efshel Soto Asur and Chaticha Nas Nevela is because Ein Bittul Lechatzi Chaticha, he says Efshel Soto Asur Eino Din Miyuchad Be Basa B'cholav. Das ist nicht der besondere Allah in Basel Bechala. Ela hisiba usvara klolis di ein bittul lechatzi chaticha. It's Allah in Ilgas bittul. That if the tam doesn't go out and the be'en remains also, then you can't apply bittul to the tam. Umemele din ze nemar gam legavi shari surim. V'nira dahayinu mashe kosva atosvis shim efsus koto osur ubevade amrita nechaticha nas nevela. Hainu she'ein bittul achatzi chaticha is memeila mistaber duhu adin nami di efshel levatel es ha'isur, and that applies to all isurim, and that's a din klali rather than a din miyuchat. Okay then, Rabosai, so this is where we're up to now. From here on, which I would like to do in the Iyun Shia today, is the Rambam Shita. And then that Rambam, I think, is going to be very close, if not identical, with the Ran, as opposed to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay then? And then tomorrow we'll try to do the Moreshes Moshe. If there's anyone who could help me with the photocopying here, so I don't have to read this to you balped, you'll see it inside. That would be appreciated. Okay then? So I'll wish everyone a great day.